Hey. Did I scare ya? Ooh, where you going? It's the horns, huh? Think I'm a demon out to get ya. Come here. You're not going anywhere. Because you're about to run right into the lake. It's too dark for humans to see. I'm Lyra. Come with me. Well, I was out looking for this one girl. She keeps getting lost, but she always shows up. It's no big deal. Anyway, why are you out here? What's so special about a necklace? And you really need it back, huh? You can't even wait until morning? Well, here. I live by the finder's keeper's rule, but if you really need it to sleep, I guess I can make an exception. No need to thank me. I was going to keep it for my own. I wasn't even going to give it back. If you want to get home, take my hand and follow me. You can't see. I can. Really, there's no moon out tonight. I get really wanting to find your necklace, but you can't see a thing. Can you? Especially under these trees. Ugh. Nothing, tree stump. I'll guide you around it. But I need both hands to navigate. Take my horns. It's fine, just take them. This feels funny. All right, little step up. Good. Nah, keep holding my horns. It's funny guiding you like this. I feel like a choo-choo train. So you're new, right? Well, you don't smell like sweat and desperation yet, and you aren't scared of these woods. It's a weird place with a lot of weird things. Oh man, the other night. Keep holding on to my horns and walk close. Even talking about this freaks me out. It was 3 nights ago now. Nobody believes me even now, but I swear it happened. The moon wasn't completely gone yet. I could still see the outline of something. I know now how much of an idiot I was being. I could barely see it from my cabin. I shouldn't have gone out there. I thought it was some sort of dog or something. I don't know. But it wasn't moving right, twitching and jerking. I went after it, and yeah, I know, that was stupid. I should have told the camp counselor or any of my friends, but I guess I just wanted to be the first to figure out what it was. I went out a little ways. It kept going towards the lake, so I went after it. Actually, we're coming up to where I lost it. Oh, do you smell that? Something rotting. I hope it's not still around. Well, when we got around here, I smelled it. It was disgusting, rotting something just like this. It was. Shh. It's fine. Come on, let's hurry up. It's cold tonight. So weird. I kept following. When I got close, I could hear clicking, like creaking. And that smell, it got so strong. It was that thing. These woods are really scary, but that thing was the worst I've seen. I wish after I had just turned around and gone home, but I didn't. I got closer, and whatever it was, I could see it shaking. I thought it was scared, but it looked diseased. It wasn't right. It was just something about it seemed so horrible. I hadn't realized how big it was until I got close. I didn't think it was an animal, but I don't know if it was a person either. I don't know. I wish I hadn't seen it. It smelled so bad. Gosh, it really does smell bad here, doesn't it? It had such mangled skin. I don't know if it didn't have any hair or if it was covered in something, but it was glossy or wet. I was getting closer to the lake, and I didn't want to lose it. I thought it might go in. But I got too close, too fast. And it hurt me. And the way it snapped its head around. The way it looked at me, and then it gave me a nice big smooch on the lips. Mmm. Oh, lighten up. I made the trip home fun, didn't I? We're almost there. By the way, that smell is rotten watermelon. Alex threw it in the woods yesterday. I dared her to. Gross, huh? Well, here we are. There's Jen. Over there. She's finding her way back. Looks like my job here is done. Well, Jen is there. Back from one of her weird night walks. I found your necklace for you. And I left you more frightened than I found you. Of course the story was fake. Don't get any nightmares. I trust you can find your way back to your cabin. Or should I walk the poor baby home? Then what are you waiting for? Go on. Oh, let me see you tomorrow at breakfast. I'll be waiting to hear about the nightmares I gave you.